With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander is moving forward with plans to treat two municipal wells for PFAS. Two wells were shut down in 2019 after elevated levels of PFAS were detected. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals linked to some adverse health effects. The city has been operating for several years on its remaining wells, but will need wells 7 or 8 brought back online or new ones built to meet future demand. Common Council approved spending up to $460,000 for design of a PFAS water treatment facility for the wells. Mark Braden with Town and Country explained the process to the council.
This includes the design of the treatment facility at 7 and 8. Also includes SCADA upgrades throughout the city, as well as backup generator at well 5.
Pilot testing needs to be done first to determine what kind of treatment is needed for those wells. Braden told the council the cost for that testing is not included in this estimate. The money will come from the city's water funding, but is reimbursable through the state's Safe Drinking Water Program. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Hannes.
So pretty much once this is done, it should be at the point of applying for grants and then letting out for bid once we have a funding source.
Pilot testing should finish in early 2026. Braden expects the construction of the PFAS treatment facility in 2027. The city of Tomahawk and a local developer are seeking state grant funds to help repurpose a downtown building that has been vacant for 15 years. During its meeting at City Hall last Tuesday, the City of Tomahawk Common Council approved a resolution allowing the city to apply for funding through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Up to $250,000 in matching grant funds is available through the program. The funding would be allocated to the expansion of Nacho's Mexican Grill into the neighboring building. It's formerly the cover-to-cover bookstore, which has been vacant since a 2010 fire. Under a proposal from Tomahawk Property Investments, LLC, additional indoor seating as well as outdoor seating and a full bar would be added to Nacho's. The proposal also includes the renovation of two apartments above the restaurant. If the city is successful in its grant application, the funds would be allocated to the city. The city would then distribute the funds to Tomahawk Property Investments, LLC, which would be responsible for matching the grant award. This story is courtesy of the Tomahawk Leader. The Wisconsin State Patrol warns of an increased risk of hitting a deer on the roads this time of year. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024. 9 people died and more than 700 were injured. Over a third of those crashes happened in October and November. Deer are moving more this time of year due to the fall rut. Early morning and evening hours are when most of the crashes happen. The State Patrol says to avoid sudden swerving that might cause you to crash if a deer runs out in front of you, it's better to brake firmly and stay in your lane. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and new research shows intimate partner gun violence that also involves suicide takes the lives of nearly 20 women a month. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety looks specifically at intimate partner homicide suicide cases, or IPHS, from 2014 to 2020. Sonali Rajan with the group says IPHS is defined as a current or former intimate partner killing their partner, children, or others, and attempting to take their own life as well. Rajan says they found 99% of perpetrators were men, and 1 in 4 had prior suicidal behavior.
Gun violence and domestic violence are really inextricably linked, and every month an average of more than 70 women are shot and killed by an intimate partner. So this report looks at a subset of this really complex and challenging issue.
Rajan says they found states with the weakest gun laws experienced 3 times the rate of IPHS compared to states with the strongest gun laws, with disproportionate impacts on Black, American Indian, and Alaskan Native women. Last year, Wisconsin saw a record number of domestic violence deaths. The report also includes survivor accounts and found common risk factors for IPHS include access to a firearm, suicidal behaviors, and previous abuse. In nearly 25% of survivor accounts, perpetrators were prohibited by law from having a firearm. Rajan says gun possession makes it 5 times more likely an abuser will kill their partner, with devastating effects on others as well.
This part just breaks my heart. I think it's really difficult to talk about, actually. But in this work, we found children were witnessed witnesses in nearly half of the intimate partner homicide suicides with a firearm and were killed in 16% of those incidents.
Rajan stresses the importance of bringing attention to what her group sees as a public health crisis. She notes that laws designed to disarm abusers are effective, but they require proper enforcement to protect survivors of domestic violence. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The boat launch and day use area at Lake Ogebic State Park will be temporarily closed today. Contractors will be running new power lines across the road and installing new panels in the day use area. The site will be closed from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Technology has made agriculture and food production more efficient in recent years, but as Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, cyber attacks are on the rise.
Cybersecurity giant Checkpoint estimates that the agri-food sectors in the U.S. saw a 38% increase in cyber attacks over the past year. Many of the attacks that garner national attention target large production or distribution companies. But Doug Jacobson, who runs Iowa State University's Center for Cybersecurity Innovation and Outreach, says farmers are already a target.
An adversary steals $5,000 from a farmer doesn't make the news. An adversary steals $5 million from a meat processing factory, that makes the news. So our farm sector is already under attack.
Jacobson says more education and outreach about cyber threats is needed. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
Multiple proposals in Congress aim to increase funding for research on the topic. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.